Dr. Wiley says we will not take over the world unless we are listening to
GeekCast Radio Network.
Maybe you should play something else.
Hello and welcome to GCR and Wars. This is episode 15. This is the kickoff of a new tournament. I am TF21 Mike, Mr. Optimus Solo, or actually, no, Mr. Solo Mac.
No, it's not Solo Mac.
Yes, it's Solo Mac. Hold the onions. Exactly. Yep. Yes, that's exactly what I'm putting. So, Mr. Solo Mac, what is the new tournament we are doing here on GCR and Wars?
All right, yes, it's Optimus Solo. And the next tournament we will be doing, you guys might have remembered the last one when we took on pitted 80s cartoon villains against each other, stuff like Cobra Commander and Megatron and Mumra, Monestar, Skeletor, that type of thing. We're flipping it a little bit. This time we're still doing some fictional characters, but this time we are delving into the world of video games. But this time we are flipping the script a little bit and we're delving into the world of video games. So it'll be a little bit different. We're also making a couple minor tweaks and adjustments from last tournament. Nothing major. The biggest change would be that we are going from 16 combatants to 32 combatants. So we are doubling the amount of fighters. So we'll have 16 on one side of the bracket, 16 on the other side of the bracket, and it will be very much like what you're used to with like a March Madness NCAA basketball type tournament. You've probably seen similar things done in forums, in on web pages, on other podcasts. And we have kind of taken that idea and made it kind of one of the staples of GCR and Wars. So each match and each podcast episode will be discussed by the people on the show. We'll give our takes or our stance on who should win in our opinions, and then we will open it up for the voting public to determine who makes it on to the next round. So, Steve, you kind of have an idea of the dates and the way people can vote. Can you give a little bit of information on how people can get involved?
Yep. As the episode posts, because what we're going to do is it will come online 2 days after we record the episode, just to give kind of ample time to edit and get it up, set up in any way. So there'll be Thursday morning through Tuesday night, because we're recording this on a Tuesday. Will be the opening of how to vote on the episode post. And it will be the whatever bracket we're talking about in that episode will be what we vote on. And then it'll continue on through as the weeks go on and the tournament goes. But
So you'll basically just go to the website and find the episode post. There will be polls there that you can vote on. And then as we tabulate the results, like you said, starting on Thursday morning and going all the way through Tuesday night, we'll tabulate, we'll have some answers, and then the next episode we'll announce those winners first, and then we'll move on to the next topic at hand. So we will split this first round into two episodes since we have so many competitors in this. So today's episode we will be covering one half of the bracket. So the first eight battles on the one side, next episode we'll cover the eight battles on the other side, and from there it'll just go round by round since it'll be a little bit narrowed down at that point. We said video game icons or characters is kind of the idea behind this, so they're all gonna be different video game characters, just to kind of narrow it down a little bit more. I know, you know, everybody has a different definition of the word icons. We basically were just trying to pick the most known characters from a variety of different video game platforms, and we also tried to make it somewhat, and this is, I know some people will argue with me, but somewhat kid friendly. More so characters that a variety of ages would know, but that you'd be familiar with more at a younger age, if that makes sense. So you won't see, what's the guy's name from Halo?
Master Chief. Master Chief.
Yeah, so we won't have characters like Master Chief and that type of those types of characters. Maybe in a future tournament, but we're keeping it a little bit more general audience and try to give everybody somewhat of a fair shot, and also to put people fighting against each other that most likely normally wouldn't fight against each other unless you saw them in like Smash Brothers or a video game like that. There also is a method to the madness behind who's appearing in which quadrant of the bracket, but you'll have to wait and see how that plays out as we go forward. I'm not going to give that information away quite yet. Mike, how many episodes will people be tuning in for as we go through this tournament and kind of give them an idea of how long this will take?
It'll be 7 total episodes, so the next 7 weeks of your lives, people, from episode 15 to episode 21 of Wars will be the tournament. Episodes 15 through 20 will actually be the entire voting process. Episode 21 is the wrap-up and kind of finale kind of thing to crown the champion and talk about how the tournament went and all that good stuff. So that's what's going on there.
And we'll have a variety, possibly a variety of different hosts along the way, depending on scheduling. But today, like you said, obviously we have myself, Mike, and Steve, but I want to go around the table and get everybody, introduce Nate and Neil and kind of everybody's video game backgrounds just real quickly. So, Mike, why don't you start with kind of what video games did you like growing up or what platforms do you like?
I started out as a kid with an Atari 2600 and playing Barnstormers and all that good stuff. I eventually graduated to playing my cousin's NES and... You know, we all sat around and played Duck Hunt because it was the most interactive. Duck Hunt is what the Wii U and all the Wii Fit and all the motion sensor crap they have today. That's what it was back in our day. What?
Nothing. Back in my day.
Shut up. So that's kind of where I started. My very first video game system, I'm very sad to say that I made the wrong choice, was a Sega Master System. yeah, I know, right? Played crap like Alex Kidd, Lost in the Stars, and Reggie Jackson's Baseball, and you know, all that good stuff. And eventually, I graduated to Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1 and 2. I hate Microsoft with a passion when it comes to game consoles because I am a person with a mild case of cerebral palsy. So when I play video games, I play them one-handed. And Microsoft's controllers for the X-Bone are just horrible, awful things.
For you.
In general, yeah.
Steve, what about you? What's your just quick background in video games?
Mine dates all the way back to Microsoft Windows 3.1, DOS era, and then I've played and owned anything from a Super Nintendo to Sega Genesis to PlayStation 2, Xbox 360. And I've also played the old Atari stuff and Commodore 64. So,
all right, Neil.
I started out on the Atari 2600 as well, but I don't really have fond memories of that. So I really started with the NES and worked my way up through the Super Nintendo and the GameCube and the Saturn and PlayStation 1 and 2. Those are basically my favorite systems.
Cool, Nate. I don't think it's possible for you to sum this up quickly, but do your best shot.
Oh, it's super easy. All right. First game, Super Mario Brothers for the regular Nintendo. I've been playing console games for my entire life. I've been playing PC games for the last few years because I never had enough money to get a nice PC. But I finally did, and it's awesome.
How many consoles do you currently have?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, like eight. And then I have over 400 hard copy games and over 500 now digital games because I like video games.
That's why you're here. Do you have a favorite game?
Donkey Kong Country 2.
All right. As for myself, I was more of a video game junkie early on in life. I was, I guess, one of the only people in my neighborhood that was into games before Nintendo came around. So I had the Intellivision, we had the Commodore 64, Pong, graduated into some version of an IBM at some point, and then obviously into the Nintendos. I've never owned anything but Nintendo products, so I've never owned a PlayStation or Xbox, but all the Nintendo products until Wii came out, so that's kind of my background with that. All right, anybody else have any comments or things, Mike or Steve, before we get going?
I don't think so.
Another way to kind of keep up with it is on the top of the main page of the website. Yes. After each round, the image will be updated.
So you can click there and keep up to date as well. And we'll Mike will be making plenty of Facebook posts and tweets about the tournament as we go through these next 7 weeks. So if you're not following us on Facebook or Twitter, you need to do that. And then Mike will keep you up to date like he does such a good job with all the other shows. So that's your best way to stay informed. All right, so we will start today with the first battle, and we will just reveal the competitors each time we get to a new battle. We'll give everybody a chance to kind of discuss the merits of both characters and who they think should win. And then we'll move on and give you guys some food for thought as you just try to decide who you're going to vote for. No better place to start, I don't think, than with probably two of the most known and iconic video game characters that we've ever had. So our first battle will pit Mario against Luigi. So So no chance for these guys showing up in the finale here. They got to show up against each other in round one. Nate, I'm going to start with you. Give me a real quick background or what do these two characters bring to the table and kind of what are their strengths or weaknesses in your mind?
All right, are we talking in this battle that they're waging, is this a metaphorical battle, or is this like they're actually like fighting each other?
They are actually fighting each other, going up against each other in some type
It's like playing a 32 bracket Super Smash Bros.
So it's not like, oh, well, I think that Luigi is a stronger character because he has more personality.
It's if those two are dropped in the middle of some barren landscape or some whatever setting you want to put it in, the jungle or the forest, and there can only be one survivor, who survives?
All right. Well, Mario. He has more abilities, and he uses them more confidently than Luigi has ever shown. So,
what kind of abilities are we talking about?
I don't know, cat suits and fire, that kind of stuff. Mushrooms that make him grow. But I mean, like, Luigi can use all that stuff too, but Mario's going to be able to use them better because he's just a more confident individual with all of his platforming prowess. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's amazing. I'm on this one.
Go ahead. Well, Nate comes up with a couple more ideas about why Mario would win. Neil, what do you think?
Oh, I think Mario would take it just because if you've ever played Lost Levels, you know that Luigi has that kind of floaty jump and he slides extra far. So he'd probably just slide into a pit and Mario would win. Mario would win automatically.
Yeah.
What if all the important things that they could use were at an propped up on a higher level? Does Luigi's height mean nothing in this?
Nope.
No, because his jump sucks. Every single game in the last 30-odd years now, every game that they create and use Luigi in it as Mario's brother, his jump is horrible.
I don't know, man. I think like playing as Luigi on Super Mario Galaxy is like the most fun to have ever.
Okay, well, jumping in space is a little different than jump. I'm talking like the regular games. Luigi's jump has always been ass backwards.
I use Luigi usually if I get a chance. Just because
I always
more
use
fun.
Luigi if I have a chance. That's why I'm kind of trying to come up with an argument. I don't know necessarily what I can. Has Luigi? He hasn't been able to use all of the suits that Mario has in the past, has he?
Well, I mean, there's
I think he has.
There's much, games. Yeah. There's games where Luigi hasn't been in, and it's just been Mario.
Right.
Like Super Mario RPG, was Luigi in Super Mario RPG?
During the end credits.
Yeah.
And he turned evil in the second Paper Mario game.
Okay.
Sort of. Well,
so is Luigi more of the evil character?
Not really. I think that one game he just got jealous and he became kind of a villain.
He's like the bastard child of Nintendo of to Mario. He kind of shows up whenever Mario doesn't feel like being there.
And Steve, do you think this one's an easy one for Mario too?
I mean, you know,
could we have a Luigi more close matchup between two characters?
I think they're pretty close and evenly matched. I mean, they both throw fireballs. I mean, Luigi's is the color of his pants, and Mario's is the color of his pants. And you know, when you throw them together, you have just a weird color.
Makes like a dirty brown.
Yeah, it's almost like a dirty brown.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of shitty. But no, I mean, their powers are pretty evenly matched. I mean, they do pretty much the same thing. The only difference I would kind of say is besides their height and, you know, who you like better as far as the character is, you know, really their difference is the jumps. I mean, Mario's more of the kind of the regular jump. However, Luigi kind of almost jumps higher in his wannabe Sonic the Hedgehog run when he is flying in the air.
Mario's more sure-footed with his jumps.
Yeah, Mario seems to land more evenly, and you kind of know where he's going to go, whereas Luigi, you're not sure if he's going to fall in a pit. So I would almost argue Mario would stomp him.
Mike, agreed?
Absolutely. Mario all the way.
Also, Luigi's height sometimes hinders him because it's...
You know,
he can't fit under those nicely sized boxes.
More things can hit him.
You know, everyone always, and Neil, this so reminds me of that episode, Brother versus Brother. But anyway, you know, you got to look at Luigi and think, wow, really? They should be, you know, saying that he hits his head on the bricks more than Mario because Luigi is so damn tall. I mean, I could just see him walking into a house and hitting his head on the arch ceilings.
You know? Actually, a funny note on that is that in the All-Stars version of Super Mario World, he actually does hit the bricks with his head. It's like that version of Luigi is like everything that everyone got wrong about the Mario Brothers. He hits bricks with his head, he spits fireballs, and he slides down hills on his knees. It's the weirdest Luigi sprite ever.
I would think unless Luigi has some type of cult following that somehow finds out about this tournament and really is trying to push him through, based on what we kind of saw with the first tournament that we did, sometimes it's the more known character, the favorite character that wins regardless. I'm hoping people will look at this a little bit more analytically and try to pick some winners out as much as you can in this fun type of tournament. But I think Mario definitely has the more well-known, iconic stance going for him if voting patterns hold true. We will have to see on that. As far as us, I guess it's unanimous that Mario would win this battle, which takes us to battle number two. We're going to stay somewhat in the same family here, somewhat in the same type of game, and we will look at Yoshi battling Toad. Now, before you say who your winner is on this one, Nate, what are some strengths or weaknesses of either character?
Toad talks like a weirdo, and Yoshi is awesome.
That Yoshi is some good like strength.
Toad is fast. Toad is a very fast character in the newer games. In Mario 3D World, he is the fastest character. But Yoshi's got like a really nice jump, and he's completely invulnerable. Oh, wait! Yoshi's completely invulnerable because every time he gets hit, he just runs around like he's scared. But he never dies unless he falls off a ledge. Can
he just eat Toad basically?
Oh, he could. And spit him out, yeah.
Toad sword.
See, that's why Toad's never been in a Smash.
He'll literally be a toadstool.
Right.
Oh, we got the puns rolling freely today. What can Toad do against this Yoshi character that's running around with his tongue out trying to eat him? What's Toad's defense here? Anybody?
Whining like a little bitch, maybe? I don't know.
Poison mushroom.
Well,
Yoshi will just eat that too. It won't affect him.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Toad's a pretty crappy character. I'm sorry. In terms of fights.
Yeah. I mean, he is fast, so if anybody can try to outmaneuver Yoshi's tongue, maybe it's Toad?
His tongue's really fast, though.
But what's he going to do to Yoshi? I don't know if he has any offense against Yoshi.
Dude, no one has the offense against Yoshi.
Yoshi's
literally invulnerable.
He's a competitor in here. Someone's got to have to trick him to fall off a ledge or something eventually.
Oh my god.
Neil, what do you think about Yoshi and Toad?
I can't wait to hear this.
I got to give it to Yoshi just cuz I don't know. Toad is he's useful in Super Mario 2. That's the only context I have for him. But he's not very maneuverable, so I don't see him getting away.
Does anyone play as Toad when they have a chance to play as any other character?
No.
Only when I'm speed running.
Not even then, because the only time I've ever tried to play as Toad is in Super Mario 2, and he even sucks there. No.
He picks up the vegetables very fast.
Yeah, he's good if you like extra lives.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, so Steve, any other thoughts on Yoshi and Toad, or is this a pretty quick and clean cut one?
I would say it's pretty clear cut. Yoshi would just eat them and spit them out, and it would pretty much be over. And Yoshi, you get him going fast enough, he can kind of almost fly.
And he's got all those powers too. He can like eat different shells and like fly.
Yeah. Well, and he can jump on things that are impenetrable.
I know, he's amazing.
Like, and he can have little baby Yoshis too.
He's like the ultimate pet.
I'm worried Yoshi's going to win the whole thing.
when you can shit life, there's no end.
That's when it'll come down to the specific strengths and weaknesses of characters. Obviously, this first round, what we see in these tournaments, obviously, the first round is a little bit more of some blowout matches sometimes. It gets harder as we go through, as we get different skill sets. So we'll have to see. But keep your eyes on Yoshi because he's got some pretty strong strengths. If I want to be repetitive. Moving on to our third matchup on this side of the bracket. Interesting one. Interested to see what you all will say. I have a feeling I know where it's going, but let's see here. We basically have Princess Peach, which you guys were talking a little bit, I think, beforehand, and Zelda. So we have the all-female matchup going here with Princess and Zelda. Royalty against royalty.
Butterfly.
Neil, what do you think about these two?
Oh.
What does each one have going for them? I mean, Princess has survived many years in dungeons. Zelda, people have to fight through dungeons to get to her.
Peach has the floaty jump. So
she's got the floaty jump.
But Zelda can wield the arrows. So yeah, I got to give it to Zelda because if, you know, Peach tries to fly around, then Zelda could just zap her out of the air.
Nate, what do you think? What strengths and weaknesses does each one have?
Well, I just recently played Hyrule Warriors, and you get to play Zelda, and she's a badass. Also, she was chic. I mean, she like cross-dressed and was like, I'm a dude, kind of, but everyone's like, no, you're not. And then and she was just like, she can hold her own. So, I mean, she's not obviously not the most powerful person, but she can definitely take Peach.
Does Peach have anything going for her besides her jump?
She makes really good cakes.
She has parachute pants.
Fan art on DeviantArt.
So can she try to distract Zelda with her cake, her cooking, her baking abilities?
No.
Okay. Steve, what do you think?
I definitely think Zelda, just because not only the turning into Sheik thing and having all the different actual fighting abilities, whereas Peach is more or less throwing an umbrella at you. And jumping really high, showing you underneath her dress. That would distract Mario. It's kind of no contest here. She's outmatched by Zelda.
Yeah, that's kind of how I thought it would go. I mean, Peach does have that survival factor going for her. She survived through so many games of being in dungeons and being captured, but she doesn't really do anything. She has no offense going for her. Go ahead.
She kind of has the powers that she has in Super Princess Peach, where she has the powers of her emotions, but they're not that useful. So
I don't. Yeah, and they might be useful against some. I don't know if Zelda would be the right opponent to try to use any type of powers of emotion.
Not you're not going to be able to cry your way out of that one.
All right, so unanimous here again. So far, we haven't had too many arguments. Maybe we'll get there soon. Who knows? In our fourth matchup on this side of the bracket, another interesting one here for me. I don't know exactly how we're going to go on this one. I have a feeling, but it could go either way, I think. And that is Link against Lil Mac from Punch Out.
Okay.
From the Punch Out series against Link from obviously the Zelda series. Obviously, we have an actual fighter here in Lil Mac. We got a trained boxer who can go against the likes of freaking Mike Tyson. And then we have Link, who obviously has battled through all kinds of different worlds and different villains with his sword and his shield and his arrows and all kinds of different artifacts that he picks up along the way. This one is a little more interesting. It might be an issue of, does the battle take place at a more of a farther range, or is it a close hand-to-hand type combat? Steve, what do you think on this one?
I'm kind of calculating in my head, but it's actually funny. Little Mac is actually in Super Smash Bros. 4 now.
Yeah, and he is ridiculous.
So I would be interested to see how that plays out. But anyhow, if it's a close in battle, I think Little Mac would just knock Link right out, and it would just be a knockout. However, if it's like a distance thing, or even if it's even close up, Link could pull his sword or shoot him with an arrow and take him down.
Lil Mac,
he's got is his fists, but at the same time, as if he dodges just right, gives him an uppercut, he could knock him out. So I mean, it's kind of
a close one.
It's kind of a close one.
I mean, Lil Mac by far is the stronger of the two, I would think you would argue, or the more hand to hand, the better fighter. But Link definitely has more at his disposal as far as
and he's smaller.
Yeah, and he has a diverse kind of bag of tricks, so to speak. Neil, what do you think on this one?
Well, Little Mac could win if he got in close range, but he's got to get there first. And unfortunately for him, Link's got arrows, he's got bombs, he's got a boomerang, he's got a whole arsenal of stuff that he could just throw at Little Mac, and I don't think Little Mac would even have a chance.
Agree or disagree, Mike?
I mean, I agree with Neil, because all his Link has to do is, jump into the pass, grab the fire rod, and set Little Mac on fire.
Or, I don't think he even has to be that complicated.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at it as a distance attack,
Link could easily just continuously set bombs in a ring around him at a certain distance so Mac could never close the distance.
Yeah.
And then just shoot him from that protection.
I think my only issue with this round and the previous round is you're going to have whoever wins, and I'm assuming
it's don't look into the future.
I'm just saying it's going to be weird if Link and Zelda win their rounds and then they have to face each other.
And then it's the teacher against the student.
It's
excuse
divorce.
Me, princess.
It's divorce.
He's gonna be like, oh snap!
It's divorce court all over again.
Nate, does Lil Mac have any chance in this?
I think he does. I'm actually voting for Lil Mac because he's so fast in Smash Brothers that he could dodge anything that Link wants to throw at him.
So you think he'll be able to get up close and bring the fight kind of hand to hand?
Yeah, he's almost as fast as Sonic. Like, he's insane.
That's pretty impressive. And he can take a hit.
And, yeah, and, I mean, he's just, he just punches everything. So
if Link shot stuff at him, could he just punch it out of the air and not even worry about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, he could punch the bombs.
If he hit the right angle.
Yeah. he's got I think he's got something special with those gloves on.
If anybody can take a hit, it's definitely Lil Mac. I mean, he can be bloodied and bruised. Yes, bloodied and bruised and black-eyed and, all kinds of stuff. He still might be able to get up by the count of 10. So it would take a knockout hit from Link. Does he have a knockout hit in his arsenal there, Steve?
This is still kind of a tough one, but I'm going to lean more towards Link only because he has more gear.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think that it would be pretty close.
So this is like Batman, where it's like, does he have time to prepare?
If he doesn't have time to prepare, it's like I said, it could be just a one hit knockout and done. I mean,
yeah, and they've definitely never faced someone with the skills that each has.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah,
since Link has all these weapons and everything else. What if he just cuts Little Mac's hands off with his sword? Then how's Little Mac going to fight? It's Link all the way.
Little Mac would dodge it first.
Right, sure.
He dodges punches from Mike Tyson. You know how fast Mike Tyson punched in that game?
He is the fastest person alive.
So what you're telling me is he's the Chuck Norris of boxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then he'd win.
He's the Chuck Norris of Nintendo boxing.
That's so ridiculous to think of. So we got Nate firmly voting for Lil Mac on this one. I'm assuming Mike and Neil, you're not shifting away from your votes for Link.
Nope.
Steve,
I'm gonna go Link.
Man, that's tough. I honestly don't know how that would turn out. I don't know if Lil Mac can dodge enough. Where, I mean, he's got good stamina. He can fight for, you know, multiple rounds at a time. But he would have to dodge for a long time and still have the stamina to keep that up until he can somehow get that close range and then still be able to. I don't know if Link has that knockout punch, but it might not take that. It might just take one little bomb placed just right. So Link definitely has. Go ahead.
And he's got Doc Lewis in his corner. Don't forget that. Join the Nintendo Fun Club today.
And Link, we didn't mention it, but Link obviously does have the shield to protect against some of those hits.
Uh-huh.
So might be
it's not made of vibranium, so it will shatter.
Oh, please. There's no way in hell Little Mac can punch that hard to destroy Link's shield.
Unless he's got some in there. I'm wondering if the size differential between the two characters is similar to what it is in Punch-Out. Is Link going to be towering over Little Mac like Glass Joe would?
Right.
Because even Glass Joe towers over Little Mac.
That's true. I don't know how big Link is in comparison. Huh? Don't know.
It could be Toon Link. You don't know.
Oh, no.
All right, so that is the first four battles we have. We're going to move on to the second half of today's episode, looking at some different competitors now. Interested to see, because I don't know a lot about one of these characters, so I'm interested to see what you guys say as far as strengths and weaknesses. Our fifth battle of the day will pit Mega Man against Beautiful Joe. So we have Beautiful Joe and Mega Man. I don't know anything about Beautiful Joe. Nate, what does he have going for him or against him?
Beautiful Joe is he's a dude that went to the movies and then he got sucked into a movie and he had to save his girlfriend and then he got turned into a superhero and then he can slow down time and punch stuff. He's pretty sweet.
So he's basically an amalgamation of Scott Pilgrim and Kevin Keen, aka Captain and Game Master.
Kind of. And then he goes, "Hinchin' a go-go, baby!" And it's amazing.
So he can punch Mega Man, and he can slow down time.
Yeah, you have to see him in action. He punches very fast. He can slow down time. He can speed up time, which is good if there's a fire. I don't remember how the game works.
So what it is he's designed to emulate camera tricks in movies such as The Matrix.
It's like,
so like slow motion, Mach speed, or zoom.
And then gotcha. He has like,
Mega Man has a pretty good arsenal himself.
He does.
And Mega Man,
if he's already beaten all the end guys, if he's beaten all the end guys and gotten all their powers all his games, and he has all those in his bag of tricks, then he's definitely a formidable opponent. If he's on level one of the first game, maybe a little bit easier target.
Right. I think that sums that up very well.
if he's gotten all the powers from all the different end guys from all the different Mega Man games, does he have anything that can compete with slowing down or passing?
He has a freeze time ability in one of the games.
So there and he has a black hole that he could suck him into.
Is that canon? Like, that weapon is ridiculous.
It was in one of the games. It was like X3.
I thought it was one of the newer ones, like Mega Man 9 or 10.
I think it was 9.
No, it was like X3.
Oh.
Regardless, his ability to freeze time should directly... or do whatever should combat with one of Beautiful Joe's strengths. I don't know. I've never played any of the Beautiful Joe games. Neil, have you?
No, but I've played Mega Man, and I can tell you right away, he would only need one weapon, and that would be the Metal Blade. If he's got the Metal Blade, Beautiful Joe is toast. So I'm going to give it to Mega Man.
Is Mega Man only allowed to have 8 weapons at a time, or like, what's the deal with that?
I don't know.
He goes into storage reset mode.
Yeah, yeah. Like every time he saves the world, they're like, "Oh, we'll never need your weapons again."
The same reason Samus always dumps her powers for some reason.
But Mega Man does have somewhat of a chameleon ability in this tournament, where he might have a weapon to combat any opponent that he comes against. I mean, maybe not, but
he's almost like, in a sense, almost like Kirby. Because yeah. He can, whoever he defeats, or you know, and Kirby's a little bit different situation, but Mega Man, whoever he defeats, he gets the powers of, and then on top of that, he gets, you know, upgrades as he goes along and that kind of stuff. So, I would almost argue Mega Man would kick his ass.
Nate, agree or disagree?
I'm going to go with Mega Man because he's got all the abilities. And he has... if you want to talk of, like... He just has the better game, too.
Well, that's why the longevity of it. I mean, you have all these different Mega Man games compared to Beautiful Joe.
And we know Mega Man has the ability for very precise jumping and grabbing onto ladders and things. Because if he didn't have that... He would die 1,000 times in each game that he ever appeared in. So he's got that going for him. Mike, a vote for Mega Man?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just because I want to see him fight Yoshi at some point, because I wonder if he has a weapon to fight Yoshi.
But you're not supposed to think about that.
I don't care.
One day at a time.
It's my podcast. I'll do what I want to.
So if Mega Man beats Beautiful Joe, does he get Beautiful Joe's powers?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, he does.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So does that mean that he keeps them throughout the tournament?
Sure, why not?
People could make
that would just be almost unfair. He never reset after each round.
No,
he's got to lose another one just to gain that one. Unfortunately, he has 1,000 to choose from since he's been in 800 games. So, all right, moving on to our sixth battle. I find this one somewhat interesting here. I know Nate, you'll be siding with one person in particular on this one. We have Donkey Kong. I guess technically that's Donkey Kong Jr.
No, that's Donkey Kong.
Okay, which one are we talking about? Are we talking Donkey about
Jr. has the hat.
Okay, Donkey Kong, but not like.
Is that the one with the tie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that is Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah, because
no.
Cranky yeah, because originally the was... original Donkey Kong was back in the day.
Yep. And then Donkey Kong.
This is Donkey Kong Country.
Nintendo can't even keep this straight.
Yes, no, it's straight up. They said it in the game. I think maybe once.
No, Donkey Kong Jr. is the one with the hat.
No, but the DK with the tie is the grown up version of the Donkey Kong Jr. with the hat. Swear to God,
my head hurts.
Diddy Kong's the one with the hat. Diddy Kong's not related to Donkey Kong.
No, that's, yeah. Wait, what are you talking about? No, not Diddy. Okay, Donkey Kong Jr., that's not Diddy Kong.
Donkey Kong Jr. is the one in the little onesie from the
game. Yeah, he's in Donkey Kong Country 3. That's not the one we're talking about.
No, that's Kitty Kong. Okay.
Damn you, Rare.
Nate will get the here. Hold on.
We're just going to call him Donkey Kong for the sake of it. Yeah, we're not counting those games where he throws the barrels. This is Donkey Kong Country, Donkey Kong.
He is his opponent. Whatever, I don't care.
He is fighting Fox McCloud from Star Fox.
Does he get the job?
That is a good question. So we have our first two, I guess you could call it the animal matchup.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
bestiality fight.
Donkey Kong from Donkey Kong Country against Fox McCloud from Star Fox. Nate, you start with this one. Break it down a little bit before you tell us who you think is going to win.
Okay, so you got Star Fox, and he's got a really sweet ride that can pew-pew lasers. But once you get him on the ground, he's worthless. Like, he has a gun, but whatever. have you played Star Fox Adventures? It's not that fun. He's not a great... Like, I'm going to go around and look for things and stupid.
He looks cool.
He does look. He's got a great design. Probably better than Donkey Kong, too. But if we're talking about just fighting, I guess if he's in a plane and Donkey Kong's just hanging out in his jungle, then, like, he would shoot the jungle. But if he's out of the plane, the Donkey Kong would just, like, run up and be like,
even
ground pound!
Even if he's in the plane, can't Donkey Kong just throw a barrel or something at the plane and knock it out of the air?
I mean, he's probably
or
done
jump in a barrel and shoot himself at the plane.
Well, he's almost like the Incredible Hulk of Nintendo.
Yeah, he could jump into one of those star barrels and shoot himself at the plane.
Yes.
I think that would be an effective route to take there.
He did take down an entire pirate ship that way.
Yeah.
And he could jump on a rhino or a dolphin. Or
yep. He's got his animal friends.
And collect bananas.
And he can collect bananas.
He's got way better friends, too. Because, like, no one cares about Slippy the Toad.
He could throw a barrage of machine gun banana type things at Fox McCloud. I don't know anything. I don't know besides Fox McCloud having the vehicle. If he, I didn't play the Star Fox series.
No.
He shoots other planes and then a giant face. That's the game.
Steve.
It's a good game. It's a really good game.
Okay. I'm basing my opinion off of playing them on Super Smash Brothers.
That's a good way to think about it.
Because I've actually pitted them together. I've had every combination in those games. So, Star Fox in those games has the ability to have like this almost rocket power where he collides into people and he shoots his laser gun, and he can run really fast, kind of knocking you on your ass. Mm-hmm. Whereas Donkey Kong's kind of sluggish and big and slow. However, Fox, I think, is almost kind of... They're both at a disadvantage to some degree because Donkey Kong, he's got his ground pounder. He can throw you or he can throw something at you. So in that sense, he could probably wipe him out. But Star Fox, all he has to do is either call his minions or his ship and laser bomb him off the whatever terrain he's on.
Mike,
it's kind of a toss up there.
How do you see it going down?
I don't know. Donkey Kong, he needs his support. Fox doesn't seem to really need. Not that his support's any great, but he doesn't.
He's like Rocket Raccoon.
Oh God. Fox doesn't seem to need any support, so I'm almost going to lean towards Fox because the only way Donkey Kong can win this, I mean, it's not like he can dress and drag and do the hula to distract him.
Wait, Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Hey, good. you could have you seen the Donkey Kong Country Fox Family show?
Yes. Sadly, yes.
It is hilarious.
Pretty sure that actually happens.
It also happens in Captain N. There's a point where Mother Brain takes over his brain and she puts a dress on him. So
I like the idea that the Donkey Kong can either shoot himself or throw something at the plane to take that advantage away from Fox. I don't know, you know, based on the games, how easy it was to hurt Fox. I don't know how much he could take a hit. But I know that Donkey Kong can't. He should be able to, but as far as the games go, he just even touches an enemy. That's not good for him. even though he can bash into a lot of them or do barrel rolls and take care of them. Nate, can Fox take a hit, or is it one shot and he's hurt too?
Well, I mean, he has a ship always that, you know, protects him because he has shields on it and whatnot. But
outside of that, if he was away from that ship, he'd probably be hurt with one hit too.
I don't know. I haven't played Star Fox Adventures enough. I own it. I just haven't played it yet. Because I'm dumb.
Which way are you leaning, Nate? I know that...
I definitely want to go for Donkey Kong.
All right. Neil, what do you think?
So I'm going to go for Donkey Kong.
I'm going to go for Fox. Fox has the intelligence factor. See, because Fox can outsmart Donkey Kong. All he has to do is, like, use Slippy and Falco for decoys and have Peppy do a barrel roll for some reason. And he can just use his guns and take out Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong would probably be too distracted by collecting bananas anyway.
Yep.
But he's more fun than... I like collecting bananas.
Me too. Yeah, I don't know. I think this will be one of the ones that's interesting to see how the voters will vote. And how they see that going down. Steve?
I'm going to vote Star Fox just because, and I like the Donkey Kong games, don't get me wrong, but I'm also agreeing with Neil as far as the intelligence factor and the fact that when you play Super Smash Brothers, any of them, he is a royal pain in the ass if you punch him up to level 9.
Gotcha.
He takes out everybody.
All right. So you'll have to give us your thoughts on how that battle goes down. I will be probably one of the most intriguing matchups we've had so far. I'll definitely be looking to see how the people vote on that one to see who advances. In our second-to-last battle of the day, we only got two more to go here. Number 7, let's see what you guys think about this one. We have Bomberman against Conker.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Nate, break down each one. What do they do in their games? What do they have for strengths and weaknesses?
Okay, so just to put it out there, I haven't played Conker's Bad Fur Day because when it came out, my mom didn't want to let me. And now that I'm an adult...
Your mom won't let you?
No, now that I'm an adult, it's way too expensive.
Emulators, dude.
I should, but I don't. but, I mean, I've seen it played, so there's that. I don't know. What was your question?
What does each one have going for? Bomberman and Conker, what do they have going for them?
Well, Bomberman has his bombs, obviously. He was in a racing game once. Well, I guess so was Conker.
Bomberman's got a ton of weapons.
Jeez. He does.
He's got to change his color.
He's got the bomb kick. He's got this little riding thing. It's kind of like Yoshi. He's got the power glove. You know, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
He does have the power glove.
Yeah.
See, you can get like multiple bombs. You can get like super big exploding bombs. I would have to give it to Bomberman.
What does Conker have going for him? I've never played those games either.
I don't know.
He's a crazy ass squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrels are relentless.
That is true.
Yeah, they like their nuts.
Maybe, but that might play right into it, because Bomberman could throw bombs the size of nuts and just trick Conker into eating them. I don't know. Or stuffing them in his mouth for winter.
Until you guys said the name of the squirrel villain, I'm like, hey, it's a cheap knockoff of Screwy Squirrel. What the hell?
Steve, what do you think on this one?
I'm going to go Bomberman, just because originally Conker was a spinoff from Diddy Kong Racing, and Bomberman was his own, more or less. Plus, he's got all the powers, so
he's got a cool name.
I think he just blow the squirrel away.
Can Bomberman conquer?
Yep.
All right. So that takes us to our final matchup of today, at least. I know some people said that I shouldn't include this character in the tournament, but I am anyways. I'm not saying that he will win automatically, because I think we got to judge each matchup as it goes, and there's got to be a way to beat him. This matchup will see Pikachu facing off against Kirby.
Well, Kirby can't die. I don't think there's ever a Kirby game where he has ever died.
He's like flubber.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way to render him somewhat in a position where he can't continue?
Well, you can, you know, well, I don't know. Wait till he turns to a rock and let him go in the water and sink and electrocute him?
What if it was like those old style wrestling matches where you just have to knock somebody out of the ring?
Well, I mean,
he'd bounce.
Sumo.
He can count it out.
He's got the flying ability.
Maybe a combatant can just work on, like Neil said, try to factor in the count out of professional wrestling and just get him out of the ring for 10 seconds or whatever you have to do in our matchup.
I don't think Kirby.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
I was going to say, I don't know if Kirby's aggressive enough to win. Like, he would get into a fight, but then just be like, let's be friends! And then, like, you know, someone would just cream him.
So you could use his naivety to beat him? Pikachu do that?
Pikachu's... I don't know, because like they would just get together and be friends, and everyone would be happy. Like, I don't know. This would be a really weird fight to see, because I don't. There's no reason for them to fight.
They have to.
It's too bad that Kirby isn't a relative of Jigglypuff, because he could just put Pikachu to sleep. I mean, this picture, you guys will have to look at it on the post in the podcast. The picture of Kirby, I swear to God, looks just like Jigglypuff. But for me, physically, all his Kirby would have to do is, start his vacuum suck mouth, suck Pikachu in, and then blow him out.
There's so many double entendres.
I know, right? I know, right?
The only difference is I'll say them and Mike won't.
I just said it, damn it.
So,
I
know. Anyway. So does Pikachu have any means of attack unless he's like sneaky enough to try to make Kirby think they're friends and not in a fighting spirit, and then just like push him out of the arena or something?
I don't think Pikachu's that cruel. I mean, if you had taken any other Pokemon character and put them up against Kirby... you know, it'd be really interesting in this battle here. It would have been interesting if it was Kirby versus Meowth, because Meowth would do anything to kill Kirby. I think Pikachu is just way too damn nice. I mean, sure, he does have a mean streak to him, but that only comes out when his friends have been attacked. So I think Kirby would have to chew up and spit out Ash Ketchum or somebody. Kirby would have to do something to antagonize Pikachu.
Kirby is, like you guys said, kind of too naive and kind of just there. He's like, la 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 la, clouds.
I'm still way too disturbed as to the amount of knowledge Mike has on the Pokemon franchise.
Hey, I used to know all 151.
Just kidding. All right, well, let's try to actually give... I know this one's kind of weird. I did not necessarily see these two fighting each other, and maybe one is too nice to beat anybody, or at the same time... with such a weapon that he could run the whole table on the whole tournament. I've heard both arguments, but if we were looking at just Kirby against Pikachu, pick a winner in this one, Steve.
I'm going to go Kirby, not because he can, suck him up and blow him out. I'm sorry. Mine is gutter, but he can turn to stone while he's in the air, and even though Pikachu's trying to electrocute him, and then drop right on him and knock him out like a ton of bricks.
There we go, an actual arena scenario there. Mike, who's the winner?
It's got to be Kirby. I just don't think Pikachu's lightning would ever have any effect on him.
I think Kirby will have weaknesses, and I think going against the right competitor, he could lose. I don't think that competitor is Pikachu. Neil, who wins in this one?
I got to give it to Kirby. I mean, you guys are talking about like him being too nice. Being too nice doesn't mean that he won't like stumble into a win anyway. I mean,
right?
Kirby's just kind of like a death machine. He's this happy-go-lucky pink ball of fluff who just kills things anyway. So he would just suck in Pikachu and take his powers, and that would be the end of it.
They should make like a horror film with Kirby that you think it's going to be just this kid friendly thing, but it's really just him like wreaking havoc on the world.
It'd be like a blob.
Yeah, the blob too. Nate, what do you think? Who ultimately wins this one?
Kirby, definitely. Plus, he's got the better games anyway.
There we go. It's another way to look at it. So that is the left side of the bracket. Just to recap a little bit, we had Mario unanimously beating Luigi. We had Yoshi trouncing Toad, Zelda taking it to the princess. I'll let people insert their own joke there. We had a mixed matchup between Link and Lil Mac. People voting on both sides of that one. We had Mega Man shooting Beautiful Joe out of the big screen there. We had a half and half split almost with Fox, McCloud, and Donkey Kong. We had a unanimous vote for Bomberman over Conker, and we also had a unanimous vote for Kirby over Pikachu. Obviously, there was a certain theme on this side of the bracket. You'll have to stay tuned to see what themes will be involved on the other half of the bracket. But, Steve, what do you think of this side overall, without projecting too far into the future?
I have my ideas of who's going to win, but on this side, It's going to be a very close call, though. A lot of these characters, I feel, are very evenly matched with who they're tied with, which is almost kind of different than... It's similar but different than the previous tournament that we did. So I think this one's a little bit harder to kind of judge because a lot of them are so close to the abilities of who they're tied with. It's more of a who can get the upper hand with their special abilities. So I...
Some of it definitely is going to take looking at each one specifically and how they match up against that person. Even if you go into it thinking one's stronger, they might have the necessary tools to beat the other person.
Yeah, and I think the ones that, I mean, I and not jumping into who else decided on their characters, I think the ones that I guessed, I think those are going to make it to the next round, but that's just my personal opinion.
And it will be interesting to see, based on the voters, I mean, depending on how the people vote, we could have some very interesting matchups in the quarterfinals there. So, or, you know, in round two, I guess it would technically be. So in round two, it might be interesting to see how these people match up against each other and could be some interesting ones. Mike, what do you think of round one so far?
I think the top of round one with Mario and Luigi, I'm almost betting it's going to turn out like how Skeletor and Hordak turned out. We all guessed one thing and predicted one thing, and it went the complete opposite way.
That could be. Without looking at the other half of the bracket, without thinking about who's involved on the other half, just looking at who we've talked about so far today, do you think this side has some pretty good people as far as trying to make the champion come from this side of the bracket, or do you think there's going to be some formidable opponents on the other half?
It has two that I'm hoping get fairly far, only because one can just cut people and the other one can just shoot arrows at people. Or, as I tried to say earlier, she can just use the Triforce against people. But I don't know. I mean, this side has some interesting ones. It's going to be interesting to see. I almost wish, I know this won't happen, so I can go ahead and predict this, because I know it cannot happen because of how the bracket is set up. I almost wish that the tournament would end in a stalemate between Mega Man and Yoshi, because they can't kill each other.
That's true there. Nate, what do you think of the people we've talked about so far? A good group of characters?
Sure.
I know you have some favorites in there.
Yeah. I don't know. This is fun. I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. Tournaments are always fun. Neil, what do you think about the people we've seen pitted against each other so far?
It's a pretty good group. I was a little surprised to see no Samus, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty strong side of the bracket. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's on the other side, unless they have Segatosh Sanshiro on the other side. I think Nintendo, this side of the bracket's got a pretty good fight.
What's the most interesting matchup we've talked about today? What's the one that you're most intrigued to see how the people vote?
Probably Toad versus Yoshi, because Mike and I just watched the Mario cartoons, and I'm kind of sick of both characters, so I don't care who wins, but I am kind of curious to see how the fans vote on it anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me it's probably either Link against Lil Mac. I can definitely see people getting behind either one of those. And then maybe Fox and Donkey Kong. That intrigues me as well. Mike, what about you? Matchup you're most intrigued to see who votes where? You think Mario and Luigi might be the one?
Well, like Neil said, we just finished the Mario era of Pixels in the Animation, our video game cartoon review podcast, and both characters are annoying as crap in the cartoons. So I think that's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see how many fans of each brother there are out there, to see how many people vote for Mario or I think that's really what's going to be interesting, is to see how many people vote for either one. To see who, because like I said, it could turn out like we had last time when we did the cartoon villains, where we had Hordak and Skeletor against each other, and we all voted Hordak, and we all thought Hordak was going to do, you know, Skeletor.
You should have won that.
And it turned out that Skeletor beat Hordak and went on to, you know,
get pretty far.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be interesting. What I'm a little bit more interested in is to see how the other side will, like, I almost wish we would have fully mixed and matched the bracket, because some of the characters from the other side, it would have been interesting to see going up against this side.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see if one of them eventually does, obviously in the finals, and which one that'll be. Steve, last thoughts on this one, and real quick, we predicted on what maybe some of the most intriguing matches are. Do you have a prediction on what is the biggest blowout of this half of the bracket?
For each round,
out of the 8 matches we talked about today, what's going to be the most lopsided victory?
That's going to be tough. I think it's going to be Link against Little Mac
as the biggest one-sided victory.
Well, I don't know. I think that's going to be the most different take on one. I don't know if that's going to be the biggest blow. I think the biggest blowout is going to probably be Kirby against Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm thinking either Kirby against Pikachu or Zelda against Peach. I
think those are kind of like that. The rest of them, it's kind of, they could end up anywhere depending on how people view them and their game ability.
So basically then it is up to you guys, the listeners, to go to the webpage, find the episode post, or just click on the top of the webpage where you see the tournament banner there, and you got to let your voices be heard. More votes, the better. So we need you to cast your vote to determine who will move on. And then when you hear next episode, the first thing we'll do is reveal your choices for the winners on who's moving on this side of the bracket. And then we will get to reveal the other half of the bracket. Mike, any last thoughts before we close out?
Nope.
All right, take it away, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCRN Wars. You can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can contact us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can comment on this episode post with the poll. Please be sure to fill out the voting, and if you'd like to leave an explanation, leave it in the comments below. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio, hashtag GCRN Wars. That's GCRNWARZ. So until next time, tune in and check out GCRN Wars Tournament on episode 16, where we cover the other half of Round 1's fight. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.
You've just listened to GCRN Wars on GeekCastRadio.com. If you would like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, GeekCastRadio.com, where you can comment on the episode in all of our different podcasts. Be sure to rate our show on iTunes and leave us feedback. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can email us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.